and welcome to Trash TV. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Tot.
And today we are covering Bachelor, Episode 8, Hometowns. This was an interesting episode. Some unfortunate things happened.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to get into it. I feel like it's becoming pretty clear who Joey's choice is, so yeah.
I feel like the top two are either Daisy or Kelsey.
Yeah.
Is that how you feel, too?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you feel like Daisy's going to win, though?
No, I feel like Daisy's not into it.
I feel like that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like... But do you think like he's going to pick Daisy, or do you think he's going to pick Kelsey?
I think he will pick Kelsey. I think...
But something's supposed to happen at the end.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know. Okay, we'll strategize. Before we get into our recap, as always, just a reminder, we are on Instagram at TrashTVPod. There we share updates that we hear throughout the week from Bachelor Nation, Love is Blind, and all the other shows that we cover. And we share fun reels that we make, so please appreciate those. And we are also on Twitter or X at TrashTVReacts, and there we share some thoughts as we are watching the show.
Thoughts and feelings.
Engage in the discussion, thoughts and feelings. Exactly. And other than that, just a reminder, also we are covering Love is Blind. If you aren't watching this season of Love is Blind, it's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
There's like the right amount of tea, but there's also the right amount of hope, which I think is important. You can't have a hopeless season like last season.
Yeah.
So we definitely recommend catching up and then listening to our previous three episodes on the previous three drops. And then this week you will be, if you do that, we'll be all caught up to watch the finale.
I know.
The weddings.
Yep. The weddings.
Which we're super excited for. And I think that's it for business. Mm-hmm. Do you have any dumpster diving?
I don't have dumpster diving. No. Okay. I'm very sad.
Okay. Dumpster diving is usually where we share some tea that's going on this week, but we have not found much.
Yeah. And if you guys have tea, feel free to share it with us, though, because you can just message us and we'll definitely chat about it.
Yeah. Is next week the Women Tell All or the week after that?
I feel like usually it's next week, but it didn't advertise it as next week. I think we're going to do Fantasy Suites.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So we'll see. I was going to say after the Women Tell All, I expect some tea.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Some rebuttals and things. So we'll probably have a little more to share for them. But in that case, let's get into this. Have you got your margarita, Todd?
Got my marg.
Let's do it.
I'm so excited. Okay. So really quickly, I do have one specific note I couldn't wait to tell you about with the opening scene.
Okay.
Just watching that opening scene with Maria's dad.
Yeah.
Notice like the Italian music swelling in the background. It was like so like, do you notice how like
awesome
that
was? Yeah.
Did it by chance remind you of like any other movie scene of anything else?
I feel like they're going for like a Godfather, Sopranos type thing.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because
They're going Greek, I think.
Too. Right, yeah. They're going for like a mafia or like a Italian dad type thing. Mm-hmm. I did not even realize she was Greek.
I don't know either.
So that was all a surprise to me. But yeah, they're kind of mixed metaphors here. But yeah.
So specifically for me, my mind went straight to, have you seen Zootopia before?
No. Yeah. I'm sorry that I haven't. Because I feel like this would be a really amazing reference.
It's okay. I will show you the YouTube clip.
Okay.
So this is what this whole scene reminded me of.
But him.
Is that him?
No.
That's gotta be him.
Stop talking.
Mr. Big, sir, this is a simple mistake. This is a simple misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm. You come here unannounced on the day my daughter is to be married.
Well, actually, we were brought here against our will. So, point is, I did not know that it was your car, and I certainly did not know about your daughter's wedding.
I trusted you, Nikki. I welcomed you into my home. We broke bread together. Grandmama made you a cannoli. And how did you repay my generosity? With a rug. made from the butt of a skunk. A skunk butt rug. You disrespected me. You disrespected my grandmama, who I buried in that skunk butt rug. I told you never to show your face here again, but here you are, snooping around with this. What are you? A performer? What's with the costume?
Sir, I am a
mime. She's a mime. This mime cannot speak.
Anyway, that's like the whole idea.
Wait, have you seen The Godfather?
No.
Because this is like it's a reference to The Godfather.
Oh, really?
You come here on the day of my daughter's wedding.
I love that.
Yeah.
I feel like depending on your age, you know, it's either from Godfather or Zootopia.
Godfather or Zootopia.
Same thing. This is how we pass on culture.
Yeah.
It's great. It's a cute little possum thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no idea what that little guy was. But yeah, it's hilarious. It's like the music in the background, the way he's talking about his daughter. Yeah. So anyways, that's where my brain went to when I saw this.
Yeah, 100%. I feel like that's what they're going for with the music. Yeah. I love it. This was, they're really hyping him up to be pretty intense.
Yeah. He didn't really seem.
Turn out to be. Yeah. He seemed like a lovely dude.
Yeah.
Is he famous or something? Like, what's the deal with that? Oh, no, he owns... We didn't hear anything about the candy store.
What was the candy store thing again?
He owns, like, a candy... Well, it's not, like, a store. It's, like, a company, I think.
Oh.
Like a candy factory.
I
Willy Wonka style.
Willy Wonka style. All I thought about, maybe if he was famous, if he knew Vin Diesel, because she was in, like, The Pacifier.
Right.
Did you ever see the picture of her?
I did. Very cute.
Very cute, right?
Yeah. So cute. Yes. So we get that little preview of Maria's dad, but then we jump right into Kelsey's hometown. I feel like Kelsey's hometown was like the shortest because there was no drama. It was just felt like really fast, but like fine.
Emotions. Yeah. I do have to say I teared up a couple times throughout this episode.
I know. But she was really struggling to get through it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I felt bad. They ride a tandem bike, which is very cute. Again, she gets this like kind of show me around the city date. It's like all she gets, but not all she gets. Like I think it's the best kind of date, but she keeps getting these.
Mm-hmm.
So she shows him around New Orleans. She sees a bunch of butterflies, which she thinks is her mom watching.
I know. Yeah, whenever she sees a butterfly, she thinks of her mom, like that's her mom there. And yeah, there was a lot. And even it was so sweet because even during her ITM at one point, and she was like saying how she wished her mom were here and everything, she saw a butterfly. She's like, oh, there's a butterfly. Aww. I was like,
I hope there's so many butterflies in New Orleans. It seems like there are.
I know.
she's basically saying how it's difficult that her mom's not going to be there to meet this person that she might get engaged to. They eat vignettes. Yeah, they see this girl taking bridal photos, which I'm like, they
definitely set that up, first of all.
Yeah, did they set this up or they saw this woman and they were like, hey, you want to also be on The Bachelor?
Like, I know, like, just sign this release form and you're good to go.
Yeah, that's funny.
No, they
It's just a PA. They put in like a count. That'd be hilarious.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, they definitely set that up. There's no way that was by chance at all.
Yeah.
It's a sign.
They end up in, there's a band playing around them, and then they end up in a bar again. I feel like, they were in a bar in the last one, too. They just keep ending up in, like, normal places. I'm like, these are, like, very nice dates.
I'm here for it, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like that's the best way that they can, like, talk and get to know each other more than do, like...
An activity.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
So, that's really nice.
Yeah, I liked it. Here they have another conversation. He like checks in on her about her mom and she's crying a lot. But she's saying that her mom would love Joey, and that's pretty much it for the day. They go into the night and he's meeting the family, of course. So he meets, I don't know how down, it's her dad and sister, maybe a brother.
Yeah. I just like kind of see them and okay.
Yeah. Her dad is so adorable.
Yeah, everybody loves her dad right now. They want him to be the next Golden Bachelor.
Yes.
I'm here for it.
He's such an active listener and he has such like kind eyes.
Yeah.
Ooh, sweetie.
I know. I was also kind of tearing up during this time, just like when she was like talking to him and everything. Like,
yeah.
You know, she's just telling him that she loves him very much and how amazing he is and how, you know, he really took on that challenge of, you know, taking care of everybody after the love of his life passed. I was just like, oh my God.
Oh, yeah. He just seems so sweet. I would love him as Golden Bachelor. Can you imagine?
I know. That'd be awesome.
And then, like, Kelsey would be there.
Yeah.
And Joey, maybe.
I know. That would be even better. How crazy would that be?
Yeah.
That's a new award right there or something.
Oh, he's such a cutie too. A little silver fox.
Silver fox.
Love that. Yeah, that was like one of my, basically my favorite part of her hometown. It's like just seeing her relationship with her dad, and you can tell like how close they are. And then the sister says that she's the most like the mom, which I feel like explains like their relationship too. Like the dad probably loves her so much because she's like, ah! Yeah. Ah! He says really nice things. He just wants her to find the feeling that he had with her mom. And he hopes she's engaged when she comes home. That's pretty much it for the family. They do the bench sit, and she doesn't really add anything. She just says things feel right. She doesn't say like... She's already said, I'm falling for you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're, I think that's like a good level right there for the most part.
Yeah. They're being kind of real slow on that. Joey's being so careful.
Yeah.
And even a lot of the girls are like, I don't know. Usually it's a bit more at this point.
I do think so too. I think you're right. I think they usually start saying like, I love you during this time.
Yeah.
But they could also be seeing that in the next episode with Fantasy Suites. I feel like fantasy between those two dates, that's usually when people start saying it.
Yeah, that's true, I guess. Do you think that he'll say it to more than one person?
No.
I think so, too. I think they've, like, coached him on it.
They're I know.
Like,
I think don't he's fucking say it. Exactly, because they want people to actually like him.
Yeah.
So they're like, don't fucking say it.
Don't fucking do it, man. We know you're going to.
Don't fuck it up.
That was the one way that was, like, the main thing that Gary messed up with.
Yeah, well,
like, we almost had a
literally
perfect...
everybody messes up with that.
Yeah.
Because Gary did it. Colton Clayton did it. I still get confused with them.
Clayton, yeah.
Clayton.
Maybe Colton. I didn't watch that season.
Ugh, yeah. Everybody did it wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, so short and sweet with Kelsey. I do feel like, again, like that she just shows so much interest in him. Like,
yeah.
She just, like, loves... Well, she really, 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 really likes him.
Yeah. She says something about, like, I want to blurt out, I love you.
No.
Like, oh, well, do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Yeah. But they seem like such a good match.
I'm loving them together.
Yeah.
I also love Rachel with him, too.
Yes.
So, Rancho Cucamonga is literally right up the street from us.
Heyo. I know. I was like, where's that girl?
I was so confused.
Though, let's go.
She lives in Hawaii.
Well, it sounds like she says her family flew in from Hawaii.
Yeah, so they rented, like, an Airbnb or something.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. They were, like, a full house, and then they, like, decorated it. I was like, maybe this is, like, a relative or something?
I think that ABC just took care of them. They're like, all right, let's get this going.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Do you think they bought all the, like, Hawaiian decor, too?
I think so.
That's
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, they literally just asked them, like, okay, what do you want to do? And then they'll set them up with everything.
They're, like, long list.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, ABC's paying. We're getting a pig. Toy, like, games. We're getting props.
Everything.
Yeah. This is such a fun hometown.
Yes, like, she was meeting stressing the family. Out, though.
Mm-hmm.
Right before, she's, like, so stressed out. She's, like, telling him, okay, you're going to meet this person. Make sure you shake her hand this way. You're going to meet my dad, and then you have to make sure you talk to him this way. She's like, I'm sorry, I'm just nervous.
She's
I'm like, you're making me nervous.
Yeah, I know. I would be nervous going in. He did a good job. He's like, okay.
Yeah.
And he remembered the little things that she told him.
Yeah.
How to greet the mom and stuff. But, yeah, this date was the whole date. They didn't have, like, a them and then...
Yeah, right. Which makes sense because, like, they were still doing, kind of like Daisy, they kind of, like, had, like, more, like, little games that they were playing, like, a little bit, you know, just spending time with everybody and mainly playing games. And then at the end, they're like, okay, now let's go ahead and do our talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the pressure was
I liked it. I thought it was cute.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he pretty much nailed it. Even though I don't think Rachel is in the top two, so he's pretty much just kind of acting at this point.
I know. I think he has his lines that he's going to be saying. He probably practiced it with the producers or whatever, which is fine because you just need to survive to get through it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he's saying all the right things, basically. The parents are very hesitant about everything.
Yeah.
I don't remember Rachel's past because they keep saying that she's been through so much.
So I think she mentioned that she had been in a previous relationship. Oh, she mentioned she had been in a previous relationship that got, like, close to engagement and then it ended. And her parents, she's also mentioned that her parents were really involved in the relationship. And so I guess it was just really hard for her. And they were, like, yeah, really involved. And now they're being really protective about her.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I kind of forgot about, like, what the backstory was again. But, yeah, they're just, like, all very, very protective over her, basically.
Yeah.
It kind of sucks, like, the longer people stay and everything. He says that he still needs to figure it out and everything, but do you think he already, like, knows?
Yeah, I think he knows.
Yeah. So it's kind of tougher
at the least,
to keep her longer.
Yeah. At the least, maybe it's two people.
Yeah.
But I don't really know if there's anything. I mean, I guess, like, fantasy suites could change your mind because, like, when the cameras are off and you actually get alone time, if something crazy happens, like...
Chemistry.
But then, like, do you want the backup person? I don't know.
Yeah, true. But you're right. No, there could be, like, serious topics that they haven't talked about that they're going to talk about, and they're like, no, that's a deal breaker or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very possible. Happened before.
Yeah.
The
sister is the only one, basically, who is saying, like, just go for it. I like her attitude about it. She's, I mean, the dad is really like, don't get invested either way. Like, and the mom is kind of very skeptical too, but the sis is like, just go all in. Like, what's the worst that could happen? Put yourself out there, you know, have fun.
Yeah.
Which I liked.
Joey's just nervous in general that he doesn't really have the support of the parents because they're both kind of like iffy about the mom more so than the dad. Mm-hmm. The dad's saying like, look, if you are going to propose to her, you can ask for my blessing. Just call me up and ask for the blessing, but I'm not going to give it to you right now kind of thing.
I like that.
Yeah.
I was like also like, oh yeah, why?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I totally respect that too because he's like, well, I don't want to give a blessing to just anybody. Like when you're mm-hmm. serious, then call me.
I don't give you my blessing when there's other people. That's yeah. like fair.
Yeah. Totally makes sense.
But that's not how it works. He actually can't call whoever he wants.
I'm sure somebody did call and ask before. Mm. So you can just call the producers to like go ahead and ask about, because trust me, Joey could be like, I'm not gonna propose to anybody unless you know,
yeah, yeah,
let me call him and ask for the blessing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? That's so true. He can totally make it work out.
Yeah, I guess there's no real harm in that.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. So, and then Rachel at the end basically tells him that she's falling for him. I just like, I don't know who I like in general. I think those two are my favorite people, Kelsey and Rachel. I just don't know who I like better. I feel like Kelsey is probably going to win over Rachel, but I really like both of them a lot. And I feel like, in general, I feel like we haven't seen, like, contestants really, 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 really into The Bachelor before. Like, really into him. I feel like...
Oh, I thought you meant the show. I was like, wait.
Oh, no.
What's happening?
No, like, you know, the guy. I feel like they all, like, insanely, like, really are into him and they would, like, die if they don't win.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard. I feel like Rachel, I don't feel like this was, like, a great week for Rachel. I think she's, like, kind of, like, type A, like,
yeah.
nervous. Like,
she just, is very type A.
Yeah. The way she's, like, kind of, like, made little comments and things or, like, I think she's,
if
like.
It doesn't go the way it should be.
Exactly. Like, yeah. This is not how it's supposed to be going kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And that's what makes her, like, I guess also that's what explains her being, like, so nervous beforehand and everything. And
yeah.
telling him exactly what's, you know, going to happen, what he should be doing and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think this is probably a hard week for her because it's so, like, out of her control. So yeah. I don't think their relationship shined as much this week.
Yeah.
Like, she just seemed, like, a little nervous. But also don't know if, like, that's a good, like, thing about Kelsey A, I feel like she's very free-spirited
mm-hmm.
and, like, chill. And so maybe that makes her, like, a better fit for Joey, because I don't feel like Joey's super type A.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I agree. I think he's more laid back.
Yeah.
And I think he kind of just goes with the flow and, like, just figures things out as it goes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I could totally see that, like, being a little bit of a clash in a sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Bummer. I feel like she'd be such the planner.
Yeah. She'd be like, why aren't you doing
this? We're doing this and this.
But sometimes, like, opposites attract, too.
Yeah, that's true.
But I just feel like you're right. I don't think it's me her.
Yeah, unfortunately. She does say I'm falling in love with you after this date, which mm-hmm. she hasn't said before. So now everyone but Maria has said it.
Yes.
Yeah. And he is hopeful and excited about this, but he's still withholding. He's still not sharing anything.
Yeah.
Smart.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate that.
Very well trained.
Mm-hmm.
Next we see Daisy.
Yeah.
They have a date over, I guess, at, is it her Christmas tree farm? That's a big ass Christmas tree farm.
I think.
Was this being filmed during Christmas time? Because they had, like, all these Christmas decorations up and everything too.
It seemed like fall, like, based on the leaves.
Yeah.
I think they set all that up.
And it had to be fall. You're right. Because it, you know, this aired in, or it's airing right now, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. I think it had to have aired in fall time. So this was still before Christmas, but they pulled all the stops out.
Yeah.
If this is her family's Christmas tree farm, literally they went ahead and like, all right, let's set it all up. You know what I mean?
I think she said, I think her thing is like, I grew up on a Christmas tree farm. And I think she said this was my family's farm. So I don't know if it is anymore, but it was the one that she lived on. It sounded like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yeah, they went all out and like invited these people to make ornaments and stuff, like as if it's moving Christmas.
Up to the public, yeah.
Yeah.
Christmas in July.
Yeah. It was kind of cute. It's going to be a little like small town PTSD. She's like, I love it here. I'm like, oh my God. But it was cute. They do so, oh my God, it's so Hallmark though, isn't it?
It is very Hallmark.
She says something, it's a spot that's filled with love and Christmas. Like, what, girl?
I know. Literally, this movie is called Christmas in September.
Yes! Joey's the big city guy from Hawaii. Yeah. Like,
Daisy, the small town girl.
Yeah.
No matter I was a what little season, it's always Christmas and it'd always be a perfect time to fall in love.
Yeah. It's a bit much for me. I'm like, But yeah, they do this wishing tree, they make ornaments, they do hot cocoa, they feed alpacas, and then all of Daisy's friends show up.
They didn't have reindeers. They had alpacas though.
Yeah. They were so cute and fluffy.
They were pretty cute.
I love them. You're right. Maybe the reindeers only come at actual Christmas time.
Exactly.
They're like a traveling seasonal show. Yeah, exactly. You can't just get them on a whim.
Bring the alpacas, we're good.
What did you think of this conversation with her friends?
Okay, I'm glad you brought that up.
Thoughts and feelings.
Thoughts and feelings. I feel like I say this every episode, and I promise you guys I'm not a Daisy hater. I'm just not buying it.
Yeah.
I feel like she's a genuinely good person and everything, but she low-key reminds me, in a sense, kind of like Maddie Prue. Maddie Prue Pruitt in Pilot Pete's season, she, like, portrayed herself as, like, a good girl, all this stuff, whatever. But the thing is, like, do you remember the cheeseman with her, like, what happened before the season aired by chance?
I don't know anything about that season.
So, do you know who she is?
Maddie, yeah, she's the one that's married to that
billionaire.
Wankster billionaire.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, she basically, like, before it even aired, there was all of a sudden a Maddie Pruitt fan page on Instagram. Mm. And she would, like, post her pictures or whatever. And then there was this one time this fan page commented on her picture or whatever. They say, oh, Maddie, we love you. You're so genuine and real. And so genuine and real became like a big thing because everybody was like, okay, what the fuck? How does she even have a fan page?
Yeah.
When the season hasn't even aired yet.
It's her own fan page.
Exactly.
Run
like,
by her.
Thinking that she ran it and everything like that. And then saying that, oh, she's so genuine and real was like contradicting the whole entire thing. And then everybody was making fun of her. And there was even shirts coming out saying genuine and real.
That's so funny.
Yeah. So whenever you hear that, there's a reason why.
This page is very genuine, very real, not at all fake, and run by Maddie Prue herself.
Exactly.
That's funny.
Ugh. So anyways, but she got like, so for example, like me, like I never kind of fell for it. I didn't really like her in general. She ended up like being one of Pilot Pete's like finalists, actually. Like he really like liked her, but I think she ended up walking away from him at the very, very end for some reason, because she told him at the very end, like, fantasy suites, basically after hometowns and everything. A few things. A, she's a virgin, which is fine, but it's something big, I feel like, that you kind of hide till the very end, which I think is... I mean,
this was during her fantasy suite, or when did she say this?
This was after she got the roses after hometowns.
Oh, okay.
Which is literally, by the way, from the same airport hangar.
What's going... Okay, yeah, we can talk about this airport hangar later.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I have so much... And then... And so that's what she told him then. And then she also was, like, telling him, like, a whole bunch of other things that basically she wasn't comfortable doing because of her, like, religion and stuff like that. Mm. So as simple as, like, I don't want to move in together. I don't want to sleep in the same bed together until we get married. Like, all this stuff, basically. So it's just, like, a lot. Which she's like, okay, but why didn't you tell me any of this earlier?
Yeah. Yeah.
And also she's, like, upset about all these things. And she was also telling him, basically, after... You know what? This was after Fantasy Suites, now that I think about it. Because she told him she did not want him to be intimate with any of the other women or else she would walk away. Mm. And, again, this was after Fantasy Suites. And he was like, but I already was.
Yeah. Like, that already happened.
How yeah, you? Exactly. Yeah. So, it was, like, just, like, a lot of things. Now, I mean, Daisy's not that, like, extreme, like, how Maddie was. But I'm not, like, the biggest fan of
her. There's still time for her to pull that. Oh, yeah. Exact card.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I don't think she's a hardcore Christian, though. But I am just not, like, the biggest fan. I'm kind of over the story of her saying, like, I never thought anybody would like me.
Yeah.
Like, I just... And, again, I just feel very sad that she has had that feeling before, and if she was treated in a horrible way, and that's what made her feel like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's horrible if she was treated like that. However, if, like, she just literally didn't date anybody, or maybe just had, like, a little bit of, like, a rough time, like, finding people to date, I find it, like, really hard to believe. And again, I don't know. But I find it really hard for her, for me to believe, like, that just because she's hard of hearing or she's deaf, that it's hard for her to date or for people to like her.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's also, like, and it's editing, but, like, it seems like that's all that they talk about.
I don't know anything else about her.
I don't know anything about her, and I feel like they haven't talked about him much. And yeah. Again, we don't see most of their conversations.
Right.
But yeah, I feel the same way. He already has said, like, I know I'm signing up, with you is like signing up for this and you might be sick and there might be struggles. But it's also like, is he signing up for like this level of like it being a part of like the conversations like at all times? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, this conversation with their friends, I felt like it's also just like that it's about her a lot, you know?
Yeah.
Like, with the friends, she even literally says, like, even if I don't end up with Joey, like, I she's crying about the fact that, like, she's learned that, even with this implant, like, people will love her. And that's what she's telling her friends is, like, hey, guys, like, in this experience, like, I've gotten over this fear. It's not like, hey, guys, here's this guy I want to get engaged to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She literally is like, even if we don't get engaged, like, I'm like, girl, what?
I know.
He's not just, like, there for you to, I mean, it's great that she overcame that, but, like, it doesn't seem like, it seems more like she's, like, she is grateful that she got something out of this experience and less, like, she is specifically interested in Joey.
Yeah. Definitely. That's a good point to make as well. And again, like you said, it's probably editing, like, honestly, because we don't get much of anything else, really. And of course, there's other times and, you know, long conversations that we aren't a part of or whatever. But yeah, I mean, but okay, so from there, we go ahead and we go into, like, the parents and stuff like that. But even the parents, like, are understanding that, like, she's, like, totally, like, having a huge wall up and everything and is not really enthusiastic about the whole entire thing in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah. There.
She said her mom was, like, talking to her and, like, yeah, he seems really, like, a nice person, da da da. And Daisy's just, like, smiling and nodding. She's like, yeah, he's awesome.
He's great. Yeah, I'm not seeing it. She's not, like, it's funny because, like, her family and stuff seem to be assuming that she has a wall and that she actually, like, a wall up because she actually does feel something and she's, like, guarding herself.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like she's just, like, sure, like, running with that. But it's, mm-hmm. I don't think it's that. Mm-hmm. I don't think she has a wall up to protect herself. Mm-hmm. I think it's, like, she's not interested.
Yeah, exactly. I agree.
Because she's, like, she's, like, literally, like, I don't know why this is, why I'm, it's just, like, she doesn't understand why she... Maybe she doesn't even know that it's not a wall. It's just that she doesn't like him that much.
Yeah, because at first I was thinking, like, maybe she is just, like, really, really scared of, like, getting hurt or something. But, and that's why she's, like, you know, delaying everything so much. I don't know. But I just can't help think that she doesn't like him very much in general. And that she's just going to go ahead and go with it and stuff like that. So, I don't know. I'm just, like, overall I wasn't, like, that impressed with, you know, her whole thing. And then she does at the end, like, tell him that she's falling in love with him because her dad said, shoot your shot.
Yeah, that was cute. I feel like she's getting a bit, like, Stockholm syndrome into it. Like, I feel like everyone is telling her, like, this guy is great. He's the bachelor. Yeah. Like, shoot your shot. It seems like you like him. Even the parents are saying, like, I don't know why they're saying that.
Also, you're not going to lose your hearing over it.
Yeah. What's the worst that could happen? That was funny. She's so much more emotional about just, like, seeing her family and stuff.
Yeah.
It doesn't really seem to be anything to do with Joey.
Yeah.
But yeah, so now I feel like at this point she's like, well, there must be something wrong with me if I don't like him. So I guess that I like him.
Mm-hmm. I can see that too. Maybe she's like, why am I still here?
Yeah, she's like, what's going on? I'm giving nothing.
Like, how did I get here?
Yeah. Great question.
Oh my God.
She's like, the producers told me I would not make it this far.
I know.
And I could still be Bachelorette.
He does fool me though, because like when she's like saying to him like, oh, like I am falling for you. At first, I feel like he didn't really care for it. He's so hard to read.
Yeah.
He's just, like, staring at her per usual. And then he's giving, like, his no smile, no teeth smile.
Yeah. That's so true. He does do that. Yeah.
But he says he feels the same way. He, like, verbally tells her, like, I'm feeling the same way. So that's interesting.
Yeah, I heard that. I was like, did he say that to Kelsey? I feel the same way. Does that mean I'm falling for you? Like, or does he mean, because she said a couple things after it. She's like, I'm falling for you and I just feel like blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Does he have blinders on? Like, he's really into her and he doesn't see that she is not that into it?
Maybe. It's very possible.
I'm confused.
I know. Ugh. We'll see next week. I feel like once we finally see the finale, we'll be like, oh yeah, or like, okay, this makes sense or something. I feel like something will happen.
Yeah.
I just don't know what.
I know. That's pretty much it for their date. Mm-hmm. And then we go to Niagara Falls for Maria. I guess they weren't allowed back in Canada. They were like, you got your fill.
Yeah.
He is kind of setting up in the ITMs this thing that started a while ago. But two steps forward, one step back, where Maria is basically self-sabotaging.
Yeah.
And this is making him more and more uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. So unfortunate.
I honestly guarantee you that she is being coached by Clues, Bachelor Clues.
Do you think?
Yeah, because, so what she tried to pull last time was like a make me stay.
Yeah.
So just to test like how much she'll try. So if he'll like literally say like, no, I want you to stay or whatever, because that means he'll be really into it. And I guarantee you Maria is like the type of person as well that would be like, I want him to want me kind of thing.
Yeah.
So she was like, well, fuck it. I'm going to go see what I can do and make him, you know, I want him to make me stay and I'll see that he's like really into me. And then he wasn't doing anything. And she's like, oh, she's shit. She's like,
abort. this was not in the playbook. What do I do?
Abort mission.
Yeah.
And that's why she came back. She's like, so sorry. Like, I don't know what got into me. And then she like kind of resumed activity, but she really fucked it up.
Yeah.
Because that ever since then, it like literally, you know, planted the seed of doubt in his mind.
Do you think there's a way she could have like come back and like saved that better? I almost feel like the way she switched it up so quickly, it felt like fake.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I agree. I think she did switch it up way too quickly and she's like, I don't know what happened. I don't know what came over me. Like, okay, like that was fake.
Yeah.
So that's a good question. I don't know. Cause like once it goes into that, it's very hard. I don't know. That's really hard to kind of come back from in general.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's not like you can say, I'll just have to think about it overnight or anything like that either. You know what I mean? Trying to play like still kind of like a hard to get in a sense.
Yeah.
Or like how, I don't know.
No, he would have been like not about that.
Yeah. Just leave them.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how you would have done it either, but I felt like the fact that she came back and was like, ha, silly me. Never mind.
Yeah.
It's like,
don't know what I was thinking.
He's like, okay, well, what the fuck then? Like,
exactly.
How serious were you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like too much. Like, you're pulling me in so many directions.
Yeah, exactly. They go on this Maid of the Mist, and then she brings shots for them to do. She's so fun.
Yeah, that's really cool. He does a little cartwheel after having the shot.
Yeah, he's cartwheeling. He's not cartwheeling with anyone else. I actually really do love their connection. I'm like,
he's like drunk.
Yeah, that's it. He's like a couple whiskey shots.
One.
Maple whiskey. Yeah.
Yeah. He's out of it.
Yeah. They seem to have so much fun.
It was a cool experience. That was a really fun date.
Yeah. She wants to have this talk with him afterwards just to kind of, again, try to set the record straight. She wants him to have zero, or he wants to have zero doubts, but this doesn't really, like, move the, like, I don't think it really moves anything along.
No, it doesn't.
And then
if anything, he feels more scared.
Yeah, he's like, we're bringing this up again.
Yeah. Well, he brought it up too. Mm. So he was like, we should have a talk about what happened. And then they chat about it. And she was, long story short, saying like, I was just scared. I don't know what I was thinking. I'm so into this. I'm so into you. But he was saying that he still has doubts. Like, he doesn't feel comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Which is bad.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting too. Like, now that he has these doubts, I feel like he's seeing things differently. Because she says about... never bringing anyone home. Mm-hmm. And he's basically like, red flag.
Exactly.
It's like, what? And I feel like if that was Kelsey A or something, it would have been like, wow, like, I must be so special.
Exactly.
But she's like, well, what's wrong with her that she never brought anyone home? I was like, good.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he was really nervous about that. He's like, how could she not be bringing anybody else home? I don't understand. Like, has she never put, like... brought her walls down with anybody else or whatever. I mean, to be fair, she's almost like 30 years old.
That's true. She is. I think about myself and I'm like, my husband was the first person that like I introduced to my parents, but mm-hmm. I was 23.
Yeah.
So yeah, 29. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, I brought everybody home. So
I'm on the other end.
Yeah. No one was that special. Yeah.
No. Therefore, no one was special. Yeah. <They're> like,
ah. Therefore, no one was special. But, to be fair, guys, it was only two people, maybe three.
So then everyone was special.
Yeah. Anyways. I'm not a slut, I promise.
We know.
Anyways. Yeah, so he did see that as a red flag. I can kind of see it, too, because of her age as well. So I was like, yeah. I get it. Like, has she not had a serious relationship before? Like, what's the deal?
Yeah.
So, again, that really is... a red flag for him. We go ahead and we see the family and they're all saying hi. Very Italiano. And immediately they have that music in the background. It doesn't stop. It starts and never stops.
It's stressful. I like a theme. I like a themed hometown.
Yeah. Oh, quick side note. Okay, again, going back to Pilot Pete season, I swear and I will... look for it and show you, but I'm pretty sure this is the same house that they had Victoria Fuller's family in on Pilot Pete season as well. The reason why I say
was
that,
it in Niagara, is she Canadian?
I think it was somewhere in New York. I'll have to look it up, but I'm so sure because I remember that they did not go inside the house because they had a fight. And they still kept her that week too.
Interesting.
Yeah, not everybody's the theory was that he only kept her because he wanted to have sex with her in Fantasy Suites. And it seems like he did. But yeah, they had a big fight outside of the house. And so he actually never met the family.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's so awkward.
And so that's why I remember that house because they were outside of it the whole time. For so long. And so when I saw it again, I was like, so it has to be like an Airbnb, that house for sure. Iconic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're like, oh, we already figured out the AV setup here. Like exactly. It works. Yeah. Here before. That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess, is Niagara Falls in New York?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Could be. Good catch. That's on the trail.
Yeah.
So we get some time with Maria and her sister, and she asked for Maria's first impression of Joey, and Maria's like, he was hot.
Yeah.
And
a very Maria thing to say.
Exactly. But she does start crying here, and she talks about the other women and their sister. Sisters are pulling through this episode. The sisters are like, fucking go for it. Put your heart in it. Stop pushing people away.
Yeah.
That's their line.
Yeah. I think she cries every single time with whoever she talks with.
Yeah. She seems like so genuine.
Yeah. She really seems like into it. Like, she really likes him, I think. Yeah. It's like, well, it's also a big deal for her to be bringing him to her family. So mm-hmm. I think that's what's more emotional than anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. We get the dad and Joey.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. He just, the way he's talking about Maria, he's like, she's my angel. She's everything to me.
Yeah, she's my wife.
And so he says to Joey, basically, if you're telling multiple people that you're falling for them and then you're telling Maria, it doesn't mean anything. Joey's like, let me set the record straight. I'm not telling fucking anyone.
Yeah.
So don't worry.
Don't worry, mafia, sir.
Yeah. And he says he hasn't said anything to anyone and he's serious. I think this is an interesting way to play hometowns in general. It's like, usually they go in and they try to convince each one that, like, I will probably marry this person.
Yeah.
Here he's like, I'm just meeting you and I'm still figuring everything out and I haven't made any decisions.
Yeah.
To everyone, though, which is interesting.
It is very interesting. Again, I think he has been coached by the producers. Like, how can we make him the most likable? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I do feel like, again, he's giving his rehearsed lines a little bit, too, in this case. But, I mean, it's working. Mm-hmm. And that's what he has to do.
Mm-hmm. The dad gives his blessing, basically. Yeah. He says, you marry my daughter, you become more to me than a son.
That was so love good. I love that.
That's
I
cannot
do him off.
Italian yet, heritage.
Yeah, it's coming out.
Yes. And then the dad and Maria talk, and he's like, I've never seen you the way you are today. Are you this happy? And then she cries, and she says that he is. And so she's glowing. And he says that Joey's a good guy. And then he tells her that Joey... Okay, he tells her that Joey asked for the blessing. And she's like, oh my God, you're not supposed to tell me that. Like, has she never seen this show?
I know.
They always do.
Exactly.
Does she think that means something?
I know. Maybe. I mean, she has to have seen the show, obviously. There's no way. Yeah. Maybe she just wanted it to be like a surprise or something, I guess. I have no idea.
No clue. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, my bad. And then they watch home videos of Maria.
Oh my God, how freaking weird was this though? The family was literally like watching them from the window.
Yeah.
I'm like, the producers were literally like, okay, go watch them watching the movie.
You know what? I feel like this is a Godfather reference. I'm going to Google.
Really?
I don't know, but like.
That'd be crazy. Another one?
Watching from window. I feel like they're throwing them in everywhere.
Yeah, because I was just like, this is so awkward. And then, like, they can't even kiss or do anything because they're literally being watched the whole entire time.
Yeah.
Little videos are super cute.
Okay, maybe it's not. Yeah, I wanted to see more of the videos.
I know. It was really funny.
Her reactions. She's like, oh, no. And Joey's like, that was fun.
Yeah, exactly. And the brother was like, hey. Yeah. Did you see? He was, like, messing around with her through the window. He's like, yeah.
It was so cute.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, they're just so much fun together.
Yeah, I was here for it. Very cute. So then they kind of wrap things up. And basically, she's, like, telling us in the ITM how she needs to put it all out there. And she needs to tell him, like, how she truly feels. She doesn't want to have any regrets. Long story short, she doesn't, so.
Ugh. Massive fumble. Yeah.
Choke! She basically says that she feels very strongly for him and appreciates him being there.
This was like...
That's it.
Insane.
The way do you not say it, though? Like, you know what the plan is. You know what you have to do.
Yeah.
That's literally sabotaging yourself again.
It's just not... It's not even saying I love you. It's just saying I'm falling in love with you. Like, how hard is that?
And even if, like, let's say you're Daisy and you're not really falling in love with him... And you still want to make it to the end. She still did it right. Yeah. You know what I mean? You're still going to say it.
Yeah. And obviously, she really likes him.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that she set it up so, like, so obvious that she was setting it up. Yeah. And then she just stopped. Like, it made it really obvious, I think, that she was going to say it.
If she's Bachelorette, her thing is, like, I want to do everything with no regrets.
No regrets, Maria. Yeah. That'd be fun. I hope she is.
Yeah, she'll probably be like... I held back one time, and I regretted it ever since. And now, through my journey now, I don't want to hold anything back, and I'm going to live life to the fullest and live with no regrets.
Yeah, she's going to tell the top 6 men that she's in love.
Yeah.
She's going to be like, that's it. I'm telling everyone. No regrets.
Clayton.
Yeah, Clayton times 2. Yeah. Ugh, so hard to watch. And then Joey's just like, okay, bye.
Yeah, he's like, thanks for the time.
I appreciate you being here.
Yeah.
Ugh.
We go into rose ceremony.
Yes.
Airport hangar.
What's going on? How long is this? I definitely remember it from charity season. I remember Joey being there.
Yeah.
How long has this been a thing?
I mean, for sure, Pilot Pete season, like I said.
Yeah.
Hands down.
But it hasn't always been, right?
No.
Okay. Because I remember with charity season, I was like, this is weird. And I think maybe you were like, this has happened before, but it wasn't happening every season.
Yeah. No, it doesn't happen every season. Maybe because, when Charity did, was it also during Hometowns? Because
I think
Pilot
so.
Pete's was after Fantasy Suites.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. So I'm not sure if they did Fantasy Suite over there or something like that. Or maybe all airport hangars look alike.
It feels like the same one, but yeah, it could be any.
No, it has to be the same. The setup was exactly the same.
Yeah. I like it. It's iconic.
Yeah. Here for it.
No better place to get dumped.
Yeah. There's some good moments happening here.
Yes.
So, he's about to go ahead. All the girls look hot, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Look amazing.
Kelsey A. Ugh, stunning.
They all look amazing. Mm-hmm. And I have to give an honorable mention to Maria's dress because that slit was beautiful too.
It's so good. It's like vintage something because Style Spotter usually posts the dresses and that she like couldn't find it.
She's no
like,
way.
This is like from a boutique. We don't know where it came
wow.
from.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the Maria. So he literally picks up the first rose.
Yeah.
And she butts in and Rachel's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Cause like,
he, like flips out again.
It's like, this is not the plan! What the fuck? Can you imagine how much longer that takes to film that?
Yeah.
Oh, it's probably like at least an hour.
No, I think an hour?
No, maybe not.
No, I feel like, I kind of feel like this was true to time in a sense. Maybe like 15 minutes or something like that.
Yeah.
Because they walk over, so she says like, I need to ask you, can I talk to you really quick? And he's like, okay. So they go ahead and walk just like down behind another helicopter or whatever. Rachel's like,
she's like, this is not the plan.
This is not how it's supposed to go.
Yeah.
Poor Rachel.
She's a rule follower.
Oh my god.
Wait,
she's quick like, note. Again?
Yeah. Rachel, to go along with that theory, speaking of Style Spotter, like, I've been paying attention to Rachel's outfits. She has such a funny sense of style.
Yeah.
Like, if you pay attention, like, she wears, like, it's kind of like grandma core. Like, it's, like, knitted, a lot of, like, knitted, it's just, like, not very modern. Like, she makes it look cool. It's kind of, you know, like, quirky.
Yeah.
But it's, like, yeah, a lot of, like, knitted stuff or, like, kind of grandma-y.
That's cute.
Yeah. But I feel like that kind of goes with her, like.
Yeah, maybe it's a Hawaiian thing.
Yeah. Cute. Anyway.
So, Maria says to Joey that basically she doesn't want to have any regrets. regrets going forward. And she just wanted to let him know that she is falling in love with him. Like, no matter how, like, it ends up tonight, etc., etc. Would you have done it or would you have left it? I feel like she was going home either way at this point. It definitely didn't change his mind.
Yeah.
Ooh, what if it influenced him to not pick her? Because he was like, what the fuck? Like, I can't keep up with her. Like, she keeps, like, going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Yeah?
Yeah, back and forth.
Yeah, I mean, potentially. I did feel like probably he had his mind made up, but yeah, this could have been, yeah, kind of similar to the way that, like I said, she turned around and was then, like, after that, I'm leaving, then, like, oh, never mind, mm-hmm. like, and she's doing this again. I feel like definitely did not help.
No,
if she thought it was going to help, it didn't help. Maybe it made her feel better.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was probably even a good, like, if he was on the fence, I don't think that this would have pushed her in the right direction.
Yeah. I agree. I don't think it helped or hurt.
Because it was also like, if he really did care, maybe that's not how he wanted to hear it.
Exactly.
Like, under, like, gun to your head.
Yeah.
In an airport hangar.
Yeah.
Like, if he was going to keep her and she stuck around and she got to say it in, like, a better time.
Yeah.
Then he would want to hear it. That yeah. could be better.
No, 100%. I mean, we knew that she was probably going to do that because in her ITM beforehand, she was like, I can just tell him how I feel later. She's like, oh, wait, but if I don't get the rose, I'll never be able to tell him.
Yeah.
And so that's what kind of influenced her to do it. He doesn't really follow her back out immediately, so he's kind of like, what the fuck kind of thing? He's like, oh, this is great, because now I still have to send her home, and she's still gonna be so sad.
Yeah. Yeah, in this moment, like, if he was gonna send her home, he's like, am I gonna look like shit for this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Joey, you didn't, don't worry.
Also, like, maybe he's kind of mad about that, because he's like, I was gonna send you home, and now you're doing this, and now I'm gonna look bad, and now we can't have like when they talk afterwards, it's like he seems kind of angry.
Yeah, he's like, I'm over it.
Yeah, and like maybe part of that is like, you did this thing to make me feel bad, even though I was gonna send you home.
Yeah, or even you did this to make me look bad.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Very yes. I wish I knew what like he was thinking during that time. That would be so cool.
Yeah,
what cheese man.
If only we knew.
Yeah. So she walks back. Rachel's pissed.
She's like, cross the line.
Yeah, she's like, what was that about?
Yeah.
And then Maria wasn't really giving a straight answer. It was like, yeah, but you pulled him aside, so what was it about?
Yeah.
She was not letting that shit go.
Yeah. Maria's like, I don't know. She's like, how do you not know? You pulled him.
Yeah, exactly. Which I I'm here for. Like, yeah, it's true. Like, if I were in that position, I'd be pissed too.
Yeah.
So that was hilarious. I so appreciated that from Rachel. And then Maria's like, maybe I'll tell you one day. It's like, okay, whatever.
Wow, thanks.
Yeah. She's like,
I mean, I understand not wanting to say.
Oh, yeah. No, 100%. Like, what can you say?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I just told him that I was falling for him, so
yeah.
Just
letting you guys know. I forgot to tell him the other day.
Yeah.
That would be awkward.
I know. All right, so then he starts handing out his roses. Daisy gets the first rose, which I'm like, boo. And that's the only reason why I'm thinking, like, he might choose her, because he gave her, like, the first rose. Mm. And then he picks Kelsey. And then, you can see Rachel, like, fidgeting, like, really, really scared.
Yeah.
But she ends up getting the rose.
Yay. I mean, not yay.
Well,
I would have wanted Kelsey, Rachel, Maria.
Yeah. No, I agree with that, too.
Especially because it seems like someone's going to leave anyhow. Could have been Maria. There was a spot open.
Yeah. I know. Ugh. So they go ahead and he walks her out. He just, like, explains to her that, long story short, he just had too many doubts about everything and he can't move forward, like, which is fair. That's totally fair. If he's having doubts, like, so late into this, then, and he doesn't with the other ladies, then it's like, you know.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah. It's unfortunate.
She was very pissed about it, though.
Yeah, she was pretty, like, cold. I don't know. She just seemed stressed. Yeah. And then they're just like, okay, bye.
No, I know. Well, yeah, she just, like, left and walked away, and he was like, okay, and then they kind of followed her, and then she just opens the door and just gets in, and he's like, okay, closes the door.
Yeah, it was, like, not a super cordial breakup.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean,
it's okay.
It is what it is. What was she saying in her goodbye speech?
She's just saying, basically, she's confused, and she's like, what more can I give this man? He's everything she wanted, and she regrets not telling him how she felt. Well, it's funny, she's like, what more can I give
him? I know. It's like, when she said that, I was like, well, there's a bunch of things that you kind of did wrong.
Yeah. We're kind of, like, being wishy-washy.
Yeah.
I feel bad for her. I feel like she really did like him, and I feel like she just has, like, her own stuff that got in the way.
Yeah.
And she probably, like, learned.
I think she was also kind of too wrapped up in the game.
Yeah.
I think she was like, yeah, and that's why she did the made me stay and stuff like that, too. So I think she got too wrapped up in that, and then she regrets it.
Yeah.
But it was a good run. Like I said, she went a lot longer than I thought. I never thought that she would be the final person. I was like, what was she really? But I didn't really ever think that.
Yeah, someone who's, like, such a main character so early on, I feel like, doesn't usually make it that far.
Exactly.
Usually a cutoff where they go, like, okay, we're done being, like, a reality show or whatever. We're done being, like, Big Trash Brother, TV. Whatever, or House of whatever, and now we're, like, romance, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's only, like, the romantic players left, but she stuck it through. Mm-hmm. She can do both.
Oh, yeah. Good job, Maria.
Yes. Okay, next. Lots of information in this promo that we've never seen before, which I love.
Yeah, it's such a fresh, like,
you're like, oh shit, what's all this now?
I'm like, I'm excited.
Yeah. They're going to Tulum. It's Fantasy Suites. He says he's in love with someone. Mm. We don't know this is all happening next week. I think this is promo for, like, the end of the whole thing. The Golden Bachelor ladies are here. Multiple Golden Bachelor ladies.
Oh my gosh.
I'm excited that they got to go to Tulum.
Yeah.
And then Joey, okay, so he's walking away. Someone said she's okay, but she's not okay. Then we get this, like, CCTV style footage of Joey opening, like, pulling a letter out of someone's door and then reading it, and it says, "We need to talk," and he's crying and he doesn't understand what this is.
Dun dun dun.
What do you think is happening here? But we have this, and then we also have, like, the ending thing where
it's like a weird
someone's ending. Driving away.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what I think.
Do you think they would, like, fully play us with the editing of the ending? Like, it's just him crying.
I know. That's what everybody's saying. But I can't help but think, like, because they are also saying that this has never happened before. They always get you with that shit.
I mean, maybe the letter is, like, the night before proposals. Maybe it's not sooner.
I would feel like this is all... Do you think this is not just for Tulum? This it's like for, like, the rest of the season, basically?
The promo?
Mm-hmm.
I think yes.
Okay. Wait, guess what?
I think it's for the rest of the season.
Okay. I don't know what to think.
Because there's only 3 episodes left?
Yes. It's going to be Fantasy Suites, Women Tell All and Finale.
Okay, so only two like regular episodes left.
Yeah.
So yeah, I feel like this promo has to, that's a lot to cover in two.
Imagine if it's just that one episode.
I think.
It'd be giving.
Yeah. My theory is, that's my new theory. My new theory is that Daisy is one of the two at the end. Daisy and Kelsey A. Daisy leaves a note like the night before.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
But then he. But it's.
Unless he wanted it to be Daisy, and then it's like, okay, now he has to propose to Kelsey A because she's the only one, and she's driving up in the car that we see, and he's crying, and he's like, I can't do this because I wanted it to be Daisy.
When he goes after Daisy or something like that.
But I don't think that he does. I think he likes Kelsey A a lot. Like, she doesn't have any flaws.
Exactly. And she's beautiful and gorgeous, and her family's really cool.
Yeah. And she wouldn't leave, I don't think.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't know what to think. I'm very confused. I just hope that it's either Kelsey A or Rachel. And I hope for Bachelorette it's our girl Jen.
Jen, not Maria.
No, like I like Maria, but I think I like Maria a lot. I do. I think she'd be a fun Bachelorette, but I think she's too like showy, I guess you could say. Like she's too into the cameras and stuff.
Yeah.
I think she'd be great on Paradise.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. But I don't see her. I could see her as a good Bachelorette. If she is Bachelorette, I'm not going to be mad about it. But I would love to have Jen as Bachelorette.
Yeah, I think, that's a good point. Because people have been saying, like, Daisy, safe choice, and then Maria, like, reality star choice.
Yeah.
But I think Jen is a good, like, we know so much more about her.
Yeah.
She has so much more personality, at least from what we've seen on camera.
Yeah.
And she's really fun. So she's...
And she'd be our first Asian Bachelorette.
Yeah.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah. But to your point, like, she's not gonna, like, in quotes, like, cheapen the Bachelors. Not... Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, just change the tone of the show completely. Yeah,
totally.
Yeah.
That'd be so cool. We'll wait and see, I suppose.
I would love that.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any Trash Reacts?
Yes. I have some Trash Reacts.
Trash Reacts.
What? No way.
Yeah.
Okay, I took a couple and...
Okay. I don't have one. So I'll follow yours. I guess my Trash Reacts was my own Trash React with the beginning clip of the Zootopia.
Oh, yeah. That's good. That's a reaction. Okay, I have one that is a fan theory. Not so much... It's a tweet, but not so much a reaction. And then... reaction. So the reaction is, I'll show you this photo. This is like a stock photo of a bunch of girls in fall with fall leaves, and yeah, they all have like knee-high boots on and like
oh my god,
those little hipster hats, yeah, round hats and flannel, and there's like 15 of them. And it says Daisy's hometown.
Oh my gosh, yes, that's so accurate.
It's just like a Pinterest, like, pumpkin spice latte is what it comes to mind when I see this photo.
Yep, that sounds pretty accurate right there.
Yeah. Okay, so the other one, this fan theory is, but what if it's a surprise next episode and the note saying we need to talk is from Maria?
Mm. Nope, I don't see it.
Unlikely, yeah, but
that would be
great
cool
plot twist.
Yeah, that would be a great plot twist.
Like, what if... How much would your mind be blown if, like, I think he's out of it at this point, but, like, if it is from Maria and, like, she comes around and she's in the end and that's, like, what he's torn about.
I definitely don't think he would go for it.
He's over it.
Yeah, he's over it.
Yeah.
And he, I think he likes the other ladies more anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be a definite plot twist, though. Would love to see it.
The note is from Maria's dad. He's like, I told you not to break my baby girl's heart.
We need to talk.
Meet me out back. Yeah.
That would be great.
That would be great. He's like, I don't know what this means. We hope for some more play from the dad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think that's it. That's our episode for this week. Thanks for breaking this down with me, Todd.
Yeah, so always here for it. Always loving it.
Yes.
It was such a good one. I cannot wait. Oh, cannot wait for the next episode. And I also am very excited for Love is Blind this coming up week 2.
I know, we got some good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We got hometowns and... weddings.
Yeah.
For Love is Blind.
No, just weddings.
Oh, something I was going to say at some point, I think during Kelsey A's one-on-one or family meeting, someone was asking her, like, what conflicts have you guys had? Like, what have you had to work through? Given that they're...
Oh, yeah.
They're getting engaged. They're not getting married. So, right. I guess that's different. But, like, it just like, called out to me, like, how different Bachelor is from Love is Blind. And they are talking about marriage or whatever. But, like, one thing that's, like, so important about Love is Blind is, like, people are like, well, we need to see, like, how we argue and how we fight and how we, like, get over things. And it's like, that's so true. You need to figure that out. And there's no... If you have a fight in Bachelor, you're home. I know. You get sent... There's no conflict resolution.
I would love to see, like, the final, like, three people of, like, each season go on Love is Blind. Because for the most part, if you're, like, the final three, like, you're pretty, like, solid. Like, you don't really have, like, major, like, red flags about you. And you're supposed to, like, probably handle things pretty well. So it'd be funny to see them on Love is Blind to see, like, how they would be able to, like, go with that experiment. Like, are they truly good or are they, like, sneaky?
Yeah. Can they just get engaged or can they actually get married?
Exactly. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
The pressure's on.
That would be an interesting crossover. Totally. I don't think people would recognize their voices. At all.
No, I don't think, yeah.
Yeah.
They'd be in the clear for sure. Awesome.
Cool. Well, we will see you guys next week for Fantasy Suites.
Mm-hmm.
And check in for Love is Blind as well. Okay, bye.
Bye.